Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Tes. And we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Tzadik Ches Amid Beis Omar Rav Nachman. Today's daf's being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf's also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Yair Yehoshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shloima Ben Chaya Leia, Chavim Miriam Bas Malka Freda, and Chaim Mordechai Ben Malka. So we're moving along here in Perek Chelek. We're almost halfway through this epic Perek. We're discussing different inyanim related to Mashiach. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, the great Rav Nachman said, Imin Chayahu, if Mashiach is somebody that's alive today, Kigoinano, I think it's somebody like myself. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'hoya adiroi mimenu, So this pasuk is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu said that Adiroi, the Adir, the prince, Mashiach, is going to be Mimenu. He's going to come from the family of David HaMelech. And the ruler, again referring to Mashiach, Mikir Bayetze, is going to come from the midst of David HaMelech. Now, Rav Nachman himself, we don't have evidence, was from David HaMelech. But we know he was Chasna de Benesia. He was an Edom by the Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa were Benach HaBen from David HaMelech. So Rav Nachman said, the fact that I married into the family, that in and of itself would give me the qualifications to be Mashiach. Thus, he said, Imin Chayahu, if Mashiach is someone that's alive in this generation, I'm not saying it's me, but Kegoinana, it's probably somebody like me. The obvious tzushtel to this Gemara is the very, very last Gemara, Masechta Soita. The Mishnah says, Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anova, Mishameis Rebbe Batla Yerashet. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Loi Tisni Anova, don't say, Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anova, because that would suggest that today, there are no more anovim. It's not true. The ikka ano, ich bin da. And Rav Nachman said, loy tisni yiraschet. Don't say, mishameis rebi batlo yiraschet. The ikka ano, because I'm here. Rav Nachman Lishin Tosoy, who is talking about zich, kegoyna ano. Not sure what the Bali Musu would say about this. It's something that's einoy oimer elo darsheni. But Rav Nachman says, loy tisni yiraschet the ikka ano. And here too he says, imin chayu, if Mashiach is live, it's someone kigoyna no, that same exact expression, somebody like myself. I saw in the Margolos Sayam, Rabbi Ruvi Margolos tells to another Gemara. This one's less obvious. Sanhedrin daf Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that a dayan is not let a dan dine mominos by himself. But Amar Rav Nachman said kigoyna no, somebody like myself is don dine mominos afilu biyichidi. I by myself would be able to dan dine mominos. This is 3 places in Shas where you find Rav Nachman with a. What at first glance would seem like Gaiva de Ktusha, Kigoyna no, says the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav said, Imen Chayahu, if Mashiach is alive, Kigoyna Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So Rav didn't say Kigoyna no. To the contrary, he attributed it to somebody else, his great Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yudah Nasi, Imi Meisayu, if Mashiach is not alive, meaning it's going to be a neshama from a Friya de Gedar, Kigoyna Daniel Lishcha Mudois, then I think it would be somebody like the great Daniel. Amar Rav Yudah Marav. Rav Yudah said the name of Rav. Also, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Lehem David Acher. That when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be another David. So we know that David HaMelech in the Svarim HaKadoshim, in the Zohar HaKadosh, is referred to as David Malka Mashicha. But Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that in the end of days, there's going to be another David. Meaning, for sure, the David HaMelech that was is going to be. David HaMelech is going to be Zohar HaTetchias HaMeisim. But there's going to be another David. How do I know that? Shenemar, it's a pasuk. It says, "Va'avdu es Hashem Elokeinu ve'es David Malkom asher okim lohem." So the pasuk talks about a David that Hakadosh Baruch Hu says in the future, "I am going to establish." Hakim lo'nemar doesn't say the David that I had established is going to be brought back. Ela okim, it sounds like it's going to be a Davar Chadosh. Thus, asir Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahamid lohem David acher. Amuli Rapapa Labaya. So Rapapa told Abaya v'ksivit. But isn't there a pasuk that says, "V'David avdi nasi lohem lo'ilam"? That David HaMelech is going to be a prince, he's going to be a president, he's going to be the ruler forever, right? We know David Melech Yisrael is Chai V'Kayim. He's in the category, on the short list of, on some level, having a Bechina of Loi Meis. But this is a pasuk that seems to say in Mefurish, V'David Avdi Nasi Lehem Loilam. So the Gemara says, Kegoin Kesar U'Palge Kesar. You have to say that one is referring to David HaMelech the Melech, and the other one is like the Halba Melech. If you take a look at Rashi, so Rashi says, Dibra Maskel could go in Keser or Palgi Keser, Melech v'sheni loy. It's as if it's the president and his deputy, or the vice president. David HaChadosh Melech, the new David is going to be the Melech. Kedichsev, like the Pasuk says, V'David Malkom, right? The Lashon HaMelech Asher Akim, V'David HaMelech Sheni loy, the alter David is going to be Sheni loy kedichsev nasi lohem v'lekasuv melech. So melech lechud v'nasi lechud, the David that's akim, that implies the new David is the one that's melech. The David avdi nasi lohem la'olam, that's referring to the David that's going to be merely the nasi. Darush Rav Samloi said over the following drasha. Let's pshat in the pasuk that says hoya misaven es yoyim Hashem. Woe unto the people that have a taiva, they're waiting, they're yearning for the Yom Hashem, right? The Yom HaGadol V'Anoyer, when Mashiach is going to come. Lomo zeh lochem Yom Hashem. Why would you want the Yom Hashem, says the Navi? Hu choshech v'loyar. It's going to be a time of darkness. It's not going to be a time of light. So this was a nevuah that was said by the Navi Amos. And he looked at the Chevra and he says, you're waiting for Mashiach. Im kol zeh achakolei v'chol yom sheyavoy. You have a taiva. Don't you realize that when Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be choshech. It's not going to be yar. What does that even mean? Says the Gemara, Rav Samloi explained with a mashal. Right, Doris Rav Samloi is not the same as Omar Rav Samloi. He was giving a drasha, right? Think Chsam Soif in drashas, not the same as Chdushay Chsam Soif al Hashas. It has a different signon. So Doris Rav Samloi, metamaisa, metamashal, that's how you give a drasha. Mashal with Taranagol va'atlef. There was a Taranagol, a rooster, and an atlef, a bat, Shoyim etzap and la'or. And they were both waiting for the crack of dawn. They were both waiting for light. Omar Taranagol va'atlef. So finally the Taranagol, right, he's sitting next to the atlef. On the park bench, he turns to them and he tells them, "Ani mitzapa la'ira. I understand why I'm waiting for Oira Shalihi, because that's my Indian, right? At the crack of dawn, the rooster does what the rooster does. You're a bat, right? You can't see anyways. So you are Moshel more balayla. If that's the case, why are you waiting for the R? And there's such a bechina that Mashiach, for some people, is going to be R. But for other people, it's going to be choshech. For the tarnagol, so to speak, it's going to be an inyan of ar. But as it relates to the atlef, it's actually not going to have any value. And if that's the case, like the Navi says, hu choshech v'lo yar, and hoy hamisaven es yoyim Hashem, lo mozeh lochem yoyim Hashem. Why would you even want it? You're going to be like the bat. For the bat, the ar is nishkai maila. To the contrary, it's inyan of choshech. I know double humin the rabavo, and this is what the Min once told Rav Avoh, he asked him, "A Masai Asim Mashiach? When is Mashiach going to come?" Amalei, he told him, "L'chichafi l'huch hashoich l'hani inchi." He said, "When darkness is going to descend upon the world." So Mashiach is going to come when? When there's going to be darkness. Now, Amalei, so the Min told Rav Avoh, "Melot kolaitisli, you're cursing me, right? You're telling me ilu that at some point there's going to be a darkness and it's going to be a bad thing." Amalei told him, "Kroksev, I'm not cursing you. I'm just saying over a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, 'Gehini achoshech yichase eretz va'arofel le'umim.' So there's going to be choshech that's going to cover the world. There's going to be a rafel, like a thick cloud that's going to cover all the nations. V'alayach yizrach Hashem, but it's only on you, Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shine. Uchvoidei alayach yirah, and it's only for you that you're going to see the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu." The point is that the day of Mashiach is referred to as Zohar, it's also referred to as choshech. That's why you find the pasuk in Amos of Hoya misavenes yoyim Hashem, lomo zelochem yoyim Hashem, hu choshech v'loyar. Another pasuk, hinei achoshech yichase eretz va'arofel u'umim. It's only v'olayich yizruch Hashem, hu chvoidei olayich yirah. The coming of Mashiach for many is going to be ur, but for others, it's actually going to be choshech. Sokti gemara tanya. Rabbi Eliezer said, and this braisa that we're about to learn, we're going to see, we'll come along with another braisa, a little bit of discussion amongst Amiran. It's yesoidi in terms of trying to understand Yemois HaMashiach. So, in terms of the three raid bites that we did with regards to Tchias HaMesim and Olam Haba, this braisa very much is along those lines, which means it's very, very much above our pay grade. But the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Eliezer, the great Rabbi Eliezer said, Yemois HaMashiach arba'im shana. The whole Messianic era, right? Yemois HaMashiach is going to be 40 years. How do I know that? Shenemar, it's a pasuk. Everyone knows this pasuk. Arba'im shana akut bedar. Now, that pasuk, kipshuta, is referring to the Dair HaMidbar, which was 40 years. But Arba'im shana akut, like in the future tense, and it's mashma, it's referring to not a dar that happened, but a dar that's going to take place in the future, and the dar that it's referring to is the dar of Mashiach. In fact, Rashi says that akut means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be nakat, he's going to klaib it, he's going to pluck it. So there's something chashev about this thing. We're being bayir oichel mitoich psoilas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's an arbaim shana akut that I'm going to take for myself, bedar, and this is going to be a very, very special generation. Which generation is it? Said Rabbi Yez, it's referring to the Moshe Mashiach Rablazim and Azari. Rabbi Lazim and Azari said, Shivim Shana, right? So Rabbi Lazim and Azari is the one who said, Hare ani kiven Shivim Shana. This is another Shivim Shana of Rabbi Lazim and Azari. He said, 7 years, Shemen, as the Pasuk says, Vahay Bayeh Mahu, Venishkachas Tzor Shivim Shana. There's going to be a day that Tzor is going to be forgotten for 70 years, Kimei Melech Echad. And those 70 years is going to be parallel to the term of a Melech Echad. Now, what does Melech Echad mean? There's many Melachim. Must be it's Melech Meyuchad. Ezeu Melech Meyuchad. Who is the Melech Meyuchad? Heavy Oimer must be Zeh Moshiach. It's none other than Mashiach Rebbe. I mean, Rebbe says, Shloishadayers, that the Yemoisa Mashiach is going to be three generations. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Yira Ucha Im Shamesh, Vilifnei Yoreach, So Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk is, may they fear you. It's referring to David HaMelech's Malchus. They should fear you as long as the sun and the moon endure. Yira'ucha im shemesh v'lifnei yareach. That's how much yira they should have for the family of David HaMelech, which is how long? It's dar dar. Dar is one dar. Dar is two dar. 1 + 2 = 3. Said Rebbe, shloisha dar. Rabbi Hillel said, Eilehem Moshiach liYisrael. Moshiach's not going to come. Shekvar ochlu b'meches kiyo, because the Moisa Moshiach were already enjoyed during the times of Chizkiyo, and as a result, we already had the Moshe Mashiach. If we had the Moshe Mashiach, so Mashiach's not going to come. So what does that mean? It means we're never going to be redeemed. Chalila v'chas. Zok Rashi, Ein lehem Mashiach liYisrael, Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu yimloich ba'atzmoy, v'yigalem levadoy. What it means is that we're not going to have to come on to Mashiach. To the contrary, there's going to be a bechina of Beniso Nigalu, Beniso Nasidim Ligoyal, that just like Beniso Nigalu was Aniv Eloi Malach, Aniv Eloi Shliach, snow to Beniso Nasidim Ligoyal, it's going to be again Aniv Eloi Malach, Aniv Eloi Shliach. Incidentally, we have a raid bite from the last machzer from the Hilgich Sam Sofer. It's the last chuv in Yerideya. It's a Yisoida Chasidus Vesherisha Avoida Atmima type of tshuva Ayin Shom in terms of understanding a little bit better. Shitas Rab Hillel Einmut Lehem Moshiach LiYisrael Shekvar Achlu B'Meches Kiyo. But either way, when Rav Yosef heard what Rav Hillel said, I'm Rav Yosef, he said, Shavali Marla Rav Hillel, may the Eibush to forgive Rav Hillel. Meaning, even though Rav Hillel is saying a good thing, the way we just explained it from Rashi, of a fart, it's still wrong. You know why? Because Chizkiyah Emes Hava, when did Chizkiyah live? Bebayis Rishay, right? Ve'ilu Zechariah comes now, Bebayis Sheni B'Amar. Let's take a look at the Nevuah that Zechariah said. Zechariah Soif HaNevi'im. He lives in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, and he said as follows, Gili Ma'oit Bas Tzion, Hari Bas Yerushalayim, right? Bas Tzion, Bas Yerushalayim, you should be very happy. You know why? Because he named Malkech Yavai Lach, because your king is coming to get you. Tzadik V'noi Shehu, he's a tzadik, he's a savior. Oni V'roichav Al-Hachamar V'al-Ayr Ben Asoinois, and he's an Oni V'roichav Al-Hachamar, which we know this is a pasuk that's referring to Mashiach. So if Zechariah is saying Nebu about Mashiach, how could you say Mashiach already came in Meich Hezkiyo? And it's very nice, and Rav Yosef, you mean it L'toiv, like Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimloich Ba'atzma V'yigalem Levadai. Abafart, at the end of the day, it's still wrong. Sharlei Mare L'Rav Hillel, because we know clearly from Divrei Nevi'im after Chizkiyo that they were prophesizing about Yemois HaMashiach. Must be we did not lose out on the Yemois HaMashiach in the times of Chizkiyo. Tanya Yiduch, another braisa that goes along these lines. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer said, Yemois HaMashiach Arbaim Shana. Yemois HaMashiach is 40 years. By the way, this is the same Rebbe Eliezer. It's Rebbe Eliezer L'Shitasi. Also, by the way, notice every braisa, who's the first Tana mentioned? It's always Rebbe Eliezer. It's the first Tana mentioned in Shas. He's always the first Tana mentioned. Ksiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, Vayancha, Vayarivecha, Vayachilcha. This Pasuk is in the parasha of the Mon. So the Mon was incredible, right? But there was also an element of Inui as it relates to the Mon, right? The Mon was an Asayan. V'haraya, Klai Yisrael failed in Asayan at certain points. V'ya'ancha, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I pinicked you. V'ya'rivecha, I starved you. What did I give you? I didn't give you a menu of food options. What I gave you was Mon. Either way, the Mon, that whole Tkufa is referred to as a Tkufa of Inu. Because if also the Pasuk says, Samcheinu ki moisi nisanu, shnoisra inu ra. Right, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make us besimcha, equivalent to the times that we were be'inui, and we should have simcha, equivalent to the Shnoisra Inu Ra, to the years where we saw bet. But the bottom line is, one day we're going to be Zoicha to Samcheinu ki moisi nisanu. What were the moisi nisanu? 40 years, the 40 years that we had Mon in the Midbar. Said Rebbe Eliezer, that's how I know that Yemois HaMashiach is going to be Arban Hashanah. So it's interesting that both Makaris Rabbi Eliezer brings, there's two brises. Rabbi Eliezer says Yimoyse Mashiach is going to be 40 years. In one pasuk it's Arban Hashanah Akupadar, and the other pasuk it's Vayanche Vayarichecho Vayarivecho Vayachilcha Saman. But there's a tzad Hashava between the two psukim. They're both being learned out from the Dora Midbar. That the Dora Midbar was 40 years. L'umas that Yimoyse Mashiach is going to be 40 years as well. Something to think about. Rabbi Dois is another shita. Arba Meir Shanah. It's going to be 400 years. It's the same methodology as Rabbi Eliezer, but he's coming from a different pasuk. Sivak, the pasuk says, so you see that Inui was 400 years. Now, which Inui is this? This is the Inui of Mitzrayim. Now, it's not really Inui of Mitzrayim because that was Redu Shana, Peivav Shanim, Vayimaros Chayei, and Miriam. But from Leidas Yitzchak until Geulas Mitzrayim was 400 years, and that whole Kufa is referred to as Inui. Va'avodim the Inu Oysam Arba Meir Shana. Uksiv Hasam, and it says there some Chenu Ki Moisin Nisan. Must be it's going to be 400 years. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi says Shloish Meios V'Shishim V'Chamei Shana. It's going to be 365 years. Keminyan Yemoisacham, meaning for every day of the solar year, this is going to be a year. What's the makar to the Shema? The pasuk says Ki Yoim Nakam Belibi Ushnasku Ulayba. So the pasuk is talking about a Yoim Nakam, a day of revenge, and it juxtaposes it with the Shnas Geulai. So the gedder is going to be that Yoim Lashana. And it's a full year. So it's a full year of Yom Lashana, which ends up getting you 365 years. Rashi actually adds a little bit of a shtickle Torah here. Rashi, it's in parentheses. But Rashi says that it could be there's a little bit of an oimik, and that is that we know that the Yidden were punished in the Midbar 40 years Yom Lashana. Because the Meraglim went for 40 days, so for every day that the Meraglim went, we ended up getting a year. So really, the Yoim Nakam Belibi is like a little bit of a pun intended. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took revenge from us in the Midbar, there was a gather of Yoim Lashana, and the flip side of that is, when Mashiach's going to come, there's going to be a gather of Yoim Lashana as well. My Yoim Nakam Belibi, what do those words even mean? I'm Rabbi Yoichan, it said, Lelibi Golisi, Le'ivarei Lo Gilisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I was Megala to my heart, when the Geula is going to come, meaning the secret, the soid of Bias HaMashiach is something that's so deeply held that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, whatever this means, says that I wasn't even Megalit to my own Eivarim. Lilibi Gilisi, aber Le'ivarai Loi Golisi. One of the questions that the Svarim HaKadoshim struggle with is that we know the Avos HaKadoshim, Yaakov Avinu, Bikesh, Yaakov Lagala says, okay, since it seems like he knew when Mashiach's going to come, if Lelibi Gilisi, Leivarei Loi Gilisi, how's it possible? How's it possible that Yaakov Avinu knew when the Ketz is going to be? And the Maral says that it's Muchach from here, that the Avos HaKadoshim are Liban Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lelibi Gilisi, that means Yaakov Avinu, Avram Yitzchak, on some level, they are included in the Libi. Because it's a Mefurash Gemara. Lelibi Gilisi, Leivarei Loi Gilisi. How do you reconcile that with which everybody knows that Yaakov Avinu himself knew when the Ketz was going to be? Rav Shimon Lakish said, what does it mean? Yoim Nakam is Belibi, Lelibi Gilisi, L'malachi Ashores Loi Gilisi. Either way, Tami Avimi Brei D'Rabavo. Avimi Brei D'Rabavo, he had a Braisa. He's not the Bala member of this Braisa, but he had a Braisa that had a different Zman in terms of how long Yimoyis HaMashiach is going to be. He said, Yimoyis HaMashiach L'Yisrael, Shivas Alafim Shana. The Yimoyis HaMashiach is going to be 7,000 years. How do you know that? Shana, as the Pasuk says, U'mchsois Chosan Al-Kalo, Kein Yosis Olayich, Hashem Alekoyich. So there's going to be some element of a Sheva Brachas. Now we know Ki Elef Shana Beinecha is Kiyoim Esmol. So a day is really 1,000 years. How many days is Sheva Brach is 7? So how many days is Yemois HaMashiach going to be? It's going to be 7,000 years. Amr Rav Yudah Mashul, Rav Yudah said the name of Shul, Yemois HaMashiach, Kimiyom Shenivra, Oilom Vadachshav. You want to know how long Yemois HaMashiach is going to be? So it's from the beginning of time until when Mashiach is going to come. So if Mashiach came today, it sounds like the Yemois HaMashiach would be Tavshin Pei Heishanim, 5,780 years. How do I know that? Shenemar ki mei Hashemayim al Oretz. It says, L'man yirbu yumeichem v'mei v'neichem, alo adam ha-shenish v'asham l'avaseichem lo seiswahem. Right, this is the remez of Tchis HaMeis Menat Torah. This pasuk is clearly talking about Yemois HaMashiach, and it's going to be ki mei Hashemayim al Oretz, just like Bereish and Sparo, L'kim HaShemayim v'sa Oretz. From then until now, whatever that was, ki mei Hashemayim al Oretz, it's going to chazes the chiber, that's going to be Yemois HaMashiach. Nachem Yitzchak, Amram Nachem Yitzchak said, ki mei noy. It's not from the beginning of time until now, but it's from the time of Noach until now. As the pasuk says, "Ki mei Noach zoisli asher nishbati," that ki mei Noach, and Rashi says is a play on words. Ki yemei noyach, so ki yemei noyach, zoisli asher nishbati. This is a shvua that is going to be a geula, and it's going to mirror the yemei noyach. Either way, this last Gemara that we just learned, it's wordy, like everything in Perek Chelek, but if you do a little bit of Sikkum, we have eight shittas, in terms of how long your Mersa Mashiach is going to be. Rabbi Eliezer, he's the Rosh HaMedabrim in the Sugya, he said 40 years. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Shivim Shana. Rebbe said, 3 doyers, Dor Doyrim. Rabbi Doyse said, 400 years. There's a second Bryce that mentions the Shitas Rebbe again, that said 365 years. By the way, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi brings a second Mishnah, could be not 365 years, but 365,000 years. Avimi Breid Rabavo had a Bryce that said, Kimsois Chasan Al Kala, it's going to be 7,000 years. Rabbi Yudah Mashmul said, it's going to be Kimiyoim Shenivra Shamayim Va'aretz Vadachshav. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, Kimei Noyach, Kimei Noyach, from the times of Noyach until now. So two R's. Number one, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that it's going to be Ki Yimei Noyach. It's a funny zach. From the time of Noyach until whenever Mashiach is going to come, that is what Yemoisa Mashiach is going to be. But I think this Gemara is a Raya Gedoyla to the rate that we spoke about in the last Chumashir. And that is that the gather of Noyach and really his legacy and his contribution to the world was not merely that he was the lone survivor of the world that was created 5,785 years ago. But really, through Noyach, the world started all over again. We mentioned a whole bunch of Marim HaKoyimus, but the Marim HaKoyimus with the Hei Ayidia was the Radak, where the Radak said, Af ato hoyulem kitchila sabriyo, ki neschadesha oylam achasha hoyu toyo vavoyu. Because during the Mabel, the world was covered with Mayim. And at that point, the world went back to Toyo Vavoyu. Right, what was Toyo Vavoyu? V'ruach alikim ra chefes al pnei amoyim. It means the world was water. And at the times of Noach, it went back to Soyo Vavoyu. And now it was kitchila sabriya, ki neschadesha oylam. The world was neschadesh again. In other words, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak holds like Rav Yudah Mashmul. Rav Yudah Mashmul said that how long is the Yimoy Samashiach going to be? L'man yirbu yumeichav yimei b'neichem al adom ha'ashem nishba ha'ashem l'aviseichem los Yisrahem mikan remez l'tchis ha'meisem in ha'toyer, and it's going to be kimei ha'shamayim al ha'oretz. So the question is, what is the kimei ha'shamayim al ha'oretz? You go back to Bereishis Bar l'kim es ha'shamayim v'es ha'oretz, that's really tchilas priyas ha'olam, or maybe you don't do that. You go back to the time of Noach, because through Noach, the world was ketchilas abriya. It was neschadish oylam achashoyu toyev avoyu. I think that raid is half of a fellow pshat in Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And this Gemara right here, that's the first R. The second R is, I saw in the Margolis Sayam, so Rav Ruvim Margolis says that, take a look at the Rambam in his Akdamat Perek Chelek, something that we had discussed to go through a little bit in those previous raid bites, but specifically where he talks about Mashiach. So the Rambam was very makatzer as it relates to Tchias HaMesim, but he was very mayrich as it relates to Mashiach. Sayin is Akdamah to Perek Chelek, and really more notably in Perek Yid Aleph and Perek Yud Beis and Hilchas Malachim, Rambam very, very, very much was wordy and shtel davek, the ikir of animamim b'amun shalem b'biyas HaMashiach. So as much as he was makatzer in Tchias HaMesim, kvar biyarnu, but when it came to Yemois HaMashiach, the Rambam was very, very mayrich. And one of the things the Rambam says is as follows, reading from the Hakdamah to Perek Chelek. V'HaMashiach Yomus. Mashiach is going to come, and the Mashiach is going to die. V'Yimloich Benoi, and then his son is going to become the next Melech. U'Ben Benoi, and then his grandson is going to be the next Melech after that. Says Rav Ruvim Margolis, L'chayrit Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe said, Gimel Doiris, and he says, B'Lashoyne Yazov. L'chure, this is what the Rambam was referring to. The Rambam says, V'Yimloich, aber nachdem he'll die, v'yimloich benoi, uben benoi, gewaldig. It's mamish 3 days. But the truth is, you have to go weiter here in the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows, ukvar perish Hashem es moise. By the way, says the Rambam, don't be taken aback if I'm telling you the Mashiach's going to die, because you see, the Navi already said that Mashiach's going to die, a pasuk in Yeshaya, lo yichev, lo yoritz, ayotzen baritz, mishpat v'chulu. Okay. V'timoshech malchuse, the Rambam says, meshech zman otzum ma'oid. I want you to know that this malchus is going to go on for a meshech zman otzum ma'oid, for a very, very long time. V'yarchu gam yimei hachayim. And really, everyone's going to live for a very, very long time. Why will people be zoicha to live for a long time? Ki behistalik ha-daigois v'hatlois. Because if there's going to be no anxiety and all the daigos, Yarchu Yimei Achayim. The Rambam says a very posh pshat. This is almost like the Rambam, the doctor, talking. He said, because it will be histalik hadaigos, vahatlois, and as a result, people are going to have arichus yomim. And then he says, ve'en lehispalish at the sky in malchusei alfeshonim. He said, it shouldn't be like a wonder to you that this malchus is going to last for thousands of years. V'fishik far omra chachomim, because the chachomim, the wise people, already said, ki akibutz hanala, that if you have a choshev kibbutz, right, people come together, choshev chaburu, kishe yiskabes, when they come together, ein zem motzi sheiparet, it doesn't fall apart so much. So the Rambam says, like, if you want to understand, just posh it, balabatish keret, why this would happen, ki akibutz hanala, kishe yiskabes, ein zem motzi. This is classic Rambam here in the Akdamah to Parakele. But either way, if you look at the Hemshech of the Rambam says, mefurish, the aimless palish at this guy in Malchusei alfei shonim. The Rambam's throwing out that it might last thousands of years. By the way, whose shita was that? That was the longest shita mentioned in the Gemara. That's the shita of Avimi Breid Rabavo that said 7,000 years. And Sinit Kain Stira, because people will have tremendous Arichas Yomim. And if they're going to have tremendous Arichas Yomim, so it's Yitachin, it'll be 3 doyers. But at the same time, it's going to last for thousands of years. Smer Ruven, my goal was Mitzayim Vamashiach, Yomas Vim Lech B'noi B'nai B'noi. It's Shita's Rebbe. But really, if you look at the Hemshach of the Rambam, it sounds like the Rambam's also entertaining that this inyu will go on for thousands of years. I mean, it's not a stira. There's an inyu of 3 doyers, is an Indian of thousands of years. The point is, both shitas seem to get a little bit of a shout out in this round. Again, it's above my pay grade. These are nyanim of Ein Le'Ras, Elokim Zulas. All the disclaimers that we spoke at already 50 times of Berek Chelik apply to the Shmuz as well. But it's just interesting when you go through the Lashonis of the Rambam when he talks about Yemos HaMashiach. But just one very interesting thing. And as we mentioned, that the Rambam in the Moira, in Beis Chavtes, seems to be of the opinion that really Oyel Mazeh is going to go on forever. I mean, that's what it sounds like. There's going to be a Nitzchiyastiki component to Oyel Mazeh, right? He's made of a mixus taristai, the Rambam said. It sounds like on some level, this is going to go on for a very, very, very long time. But as it relates to Mashiach, it doesn't sound like it's going to go on forever. It sounds like 3 doyres, or the aimless spalish at the sky in Malchusei alfei shonim. But it sounds like it's definitely going to come to an end. V'timoshech Malchusei meshech zman otzumoid. I hear, but that's not netzach nitzachim. It's not forever. It almost feels like Mashiach is going to come for a purpose, and you have to go through the Rambam, Perek Yidal, Perek Yibez, and Hilchos Melachim to understand what that purpose is. And maybe, Beis Hashem, we still have some time, so maybe we'll get back to that. But the point is, Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be a tafkid to be Machzim, Machzim, Beis David, etc., etc. And then when Mashiach is going to do the job that it's going to do, and maybe it won't be necessary to have Mashiach anymore, right? We never had Mashiach, and we're functioning as a Klal Yisrael, right? Lav dafka Mashiach is going to be here forever. There's Mashiach luchod, there's Olam Hazel luchod, Olam Haba luchod. So when you talk about the uniqueness of your Moisa Mashiach, but that's good upline in the Rambam. Incidentally, one thing that I think is very interesting about the Rambam Shita that maybe we have to explore at a future date. The more I think about it, the more I think we have to get back to this. And that is when the Rambam talks about the Ikar of Mashiach in Hilchos Melachim, he says you have to believe Bevias HaMashiach, that's Pashit. You have to want Mashiach. Achakali b'chol Mashiach is part of the Ikar of Mashiach. But the Rambam also says that part of the Ikar of Mashiach is to believe that Mashiach is going to come from Malchus Beis David. Which is so interesting because in the Torah there's no mention of Malchus Beis David. So really this brings us back to the shtickle from Marna Griz that we spoke about earlier in the Masechta where the Briskerov and Parsha Shoiftim, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech Asher Yivchar Hashem, learned up in the Sefri, the whole Inyan of Malchus Beis David. How could there be an Ikr that Mashiach is going to come from Malchus Beis David? An Ikr means that if you don't believe it, the Rambam says, Ye'ene B'chal Yisrael. So it's Dvarim O'imdim Berumei Shaloivam on the next level, yet there seemingly is not even a mention anywhere in the Torah of the whole Inyan of Malchus Beis David, but that's the Ikr. It's a very important thing. It's not enough to believe that Mashiach is going to come. You have to believe Mashiach is going to come from Malchus Beis David. It's a chelik of the heftza of the Ikar. Again, these are big, big, big inyanim. And we move along. Now, me inyan, le inyan, ba'isa inyan. This next Gemara we're going to learn is from the classic Gemaras in this whole sugya. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Chia Barabba, Amar Rav Yochanan. The Gemara we're about to learn is famous. It's more famous because it's in Brachas Daflam Medal on the base, less so because of Sanhedrin, Sadik Tesam and Alf. Right, we always say that whenever there's an Agadat the Gemara, you're not sure where it is, it's a good chance. You know, if you want to take a stab at it, and lucky guess will always be Perikalik. There's so much here. And a lot of the Gemaras that even are other places are also in Perikalik. But regardless, a classic. I'm Rabbi Chiya Barabba and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Barabba said, in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaNeviim Le'Nesava Elulim Moisa Mashiach, all the Neviim. When they said Nevu and they talked about all the amazing things that are going to take place in the future, they were referring to Moisa Mashiach. Avod Olam Haba, as it relates to Olam Haba, Ayin Lai Rasa, Lekim Zulascha, Yasa L'Machakolah. Even the Neviim never saw it. Ayin Lai Rasa, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? But no one else who was ever zoicha to see it, even Yecheskel ben Buzi, Yeshai, all the greats in Nevi'im, they weren't zoicha to know what Olam Haba is going to be. So if you open up a Navi and you see all these incredible, incredible things that are going to take place in the future, said Reb Chiya bar Rab in the name of his great Rebbe Rabbi Yochan, you should know what you're learning about now is Yemois HaMashiach. It's not Olam Haba. Olam Haba is Ayin Lo Yiras Alekim Zulat. So the Gemara Pligidish was not like Shmuel. Tama Shmuel, Shmuel said, Ein Bein Olam Hazad Lemois HaMashiach, Elo Shibim Malchiz Bava. Shmuel said, when Mashiach's going to come, it's going to be like Olam Hazad. The only difference will be Shibim Malchiz. Now, if you're going to tell me that everything that the Nevi'im said was referring to Yemois HaMashiach, so what are you talking about? There's going to be incredible things that are going to happen. So this member of Rabbi Yechanan is obviously not like Shmuel. According to Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Hazad Lemois HaMashiach, Elo Shibim Malchiz Bava. The Nevuas that the Nevi'im said were not referring to Yemais HaMashiach, they were not referring to Yemais HaMashiach, must be they're referring to Olam Haba. So, I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said another thing in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaNevi'im L'Nesnava El Bali Tshuva. All the Nevi'im, when they said Nevuah, they were talking about the schar that the Bali Tshuva are going to get. Avot Tzadikim Gemurim, as it relates to the Tzadikim Gemurim, Ayilai Ras Elokim Zuvascha. The reward of the Balei Tshuva, that's something the Nevi'im were able to talk about. So the first member of Reb Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan is Kol HaNevi'im L'Nesnava El L'Limois HaMashiach. The second member is that even that, it's only the reward that the Balei Tshuva are going to get. But as relates to the Tzadikim Gemurim, that's also included in Ayin Lei Ras El Kim Zul Asal Zok. The Gemara plead the Rabbi Vol, it's not like Rabbi Vol. Amar Rabbi Vol, Rabbi Vol said, Amar Rabbi in the name of Rab. Mokash Balei Tshuva Ayim Dem Tzadikim. A place where the Baal Tshuva stands in the Olam HaEmes, the Tzaddik doesn't have an ability to send. Shem, as the Pasuk says, Shalom, Shalom, L'Rachik V'Lakarv. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shalom, Shalom. To who? To the Rachik first and the Karv second. B'Reish Rachik V'Lakarv. My Rachik, what does Rachik mean? Rachik Demei Karv. The person that was previously Rachik, right? That's one of the Nyanim of the Baal Tshuva. He was considered Meruchik. Right now he's Karv. What do you refer to someone that makes or is Isaac in the Inyan of Baal Tshuva? He's Karev Ruchaikim, right? That's the Rachik and the Karev. The Karev Ruchaikim comes from this. Shalom, Shalom, lo Rachik vila Karev. Beresh no Rachik vila Karev, right? That's the way it works. Who's the Rachik? He's the one that was Rachik. My Karev. Who's the Karev? Karev, my Karev, Udahashta. He's the person that was Karev then, and he's Karev now. But you see, first the Rachik and then the Karev must be that the Baal Tshuva is on a higher Madriga than the Tzaddik. So again, if Rabbi Chiya said the name Rabbi Yechon, Kol HaNevi'im L'Nesnav, El Baal Tshuva, Adol Tzaddikim Gemurim. So what do you see from there? You see that the Tzaddik Gomer is greater than the Baal Tshuva. That's at odds with Rabbi Avoh. That's what pleased Rabbi Avoh. Rabbi Yechon and Amar. So the Gemara says Rabbi Avoh had a makar. What was the makar? Shalom, shalom, the rachik lakar. First the rachik, then the kar. So it sounds like from the pasuk. I mean, it's not a fartig drasha, but it sounds like from the pasuk that the rachik gets shalom, shalom first, and then afterwards the kar. So what's Rabbi Yechon going to do with this pasuk? So he's going to tell you the rachik means shehu rachik me'aveira, not rachik from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rachik means he was rachik me'aveira. Kar of shu kar me'aveira v'nesrachik mimena. So the rachik is actually referring to the tzaddik. Gomer, the Karev was Karev Laveira, that's referring to the Baal Tshuva. And as a result, Fakert, your Pasuk Rabbi Avoh, that seems to say that Makam Shebaal Tshuva, Oyim Dem Sham, Tzadikim Einam, Oyim Dem Sham, is Punk Fakert. I think that Pasuk is actually a Makar, just the opposite. It's a Makar that the Tzadik Gomer is greater than the Baal Tshuva. Either way, what emerges from this Gemara is Dvarim Ha'im Dem Berumai Shalayim in terms of Yemais HaMashiach, in terms of Olam Haba, Ayin Lei Ras Alekum Zul Asa. That's the pasuk that underpins everything that we're learning. This is where it is featured very, very prominently. But also a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avoh. And that is, who's greater? Is the Baal Tshuva greater, or is the Tzaddik Gomer greater? So who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, or do we paskin like Rabbi Avoh? We paskin Mokam Shebaal Tshuva Ayin Dem Sham Tzadikim Ayin Ma'im Dem Sham, that the Baal Tshuva is greater than the Tzaddik? Or do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? Kol HaNevi'im L'Nesnavo El L'Baal Tshuva Avot Tzaddikim Gemurim Ayin Lei Rasa L'Kim Zul Ascha. Now, from Riata, I would say two things. Number one, we've heard quoted 1,000 times this memra of Makam Shebaal Tshuva Ayin Dem Sham Tzaddikim Ayin Ma'im Dem Sham. So, I don't know. Feels like that's the halacha. If it's not the halacha, so why do we keep on quoting it? Right, you don't quote Shitas Beis Shammai, you don't quote Shitas Rabbi Eliezer Hushamuti, you quote things that are lemaisa. So it certainly feels like it's lemaisa. The flip side is, it sounds like it's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avoh, and we know from Klali Hashas. Right, if there's anything you know from Klali Hashas, is this. You always pass it with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is Mishlokes, Rabbi Yochanan three times not. Rav Shmuel, right, what about Rav Shmuel Domri Chavayu? I hear that's raid, but There's some rate bites included in this general cloud, but usually we almost always paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Avoh, here's a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So L'chayri, you think the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. If the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, then the halacha would be that the tzaddik gomer is greater. The truth is, it's enough in a Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Tshuva, it's Perek Zayin, halacha Dalet. Says the Rambam, Al yedame bal tshuva shehu meruchik mimailas ha-tzadikim epnei avoynes v'hachatoy sh'asa. The bal tshuva shouldn't think, he shouldn't think that he's far from the mailah of the tzadikim because of the fact that he did averis. I mean, right now this person's behaving like a tzaddik, obviously. But previously he had done averis. So he shouldn't think that because of the averis that he did in the past, even though he's come around full circle, maybe he's still meruchik. Ein adover ke. Elo ohov v'nechmad hu lefnei aboire uki ilu loy chata meyoylam. V'lo yoy. Elo shescharei harbe. Sharei tom tamachet upiresh mimenu v'kobash yitzroi. Amru chachomim, says the Rambam, mokam shepalo yitshuva oimdim boy ein tzadikim gemurim yichoylam lamoy boy. Kaloyma maloson gedoylo mimayloys elu shloy chatu meyoylam mipnei shen koyshem yitzrom yoysem meha. It's a mefurish Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Avo. Oh, but the kasha is, what's pshat? It's machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avo. So if it's machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avo, how you talking? So I saw Rabbi Margolis. Margolis Ayam says a Dover Nifla. He says, take a look at the Chida in his Ein Zoicher in an art, where he goes through his Klali Hashas, right? The Chida wrote many Svarim on Klali Hashas. One of them is called Ein Zoicher. And in his Sefer Ein Zoicher, the Chida talks about a Klal and says the following. He says that if you have a Gemara, where the Gemara mentions a Memra from a Tana and an Amoira, and then it says Upliga on that Tana and that Amoira, the Lashon of Upliga is coming to suggest that the Ikar is like Yena Tana and Yena Amoira, that this Memra is Pliga to. So if you would have Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Rav, Amar Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, there's a Kloli Apsak. But if you would have a Memra from Rav, and it would say Pliga the Shmuel, Pliga the Rav Chizda, if it's being done in that way, then the person that it's Pliga on, it's Halacha Kemoisli. This is one of the Klolim that the Chidah laid out. So it says Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, half of a fella, this Rambam is a Makar Nemon to this Chiddush of the Chidah. Amar Rabbi Chiyabara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Upliga the Rav Avo. If it would say Amar Rabbi Avo, and it would say Amar Rabbi Yochanan, of course the halacha would be like Rabbi Yochanan. But Upliga the Rabbi Avo means that the halacha is really like Rabbi Avo. This is the first mahalach Rabbi Margolis says. The second mahalach he says is, quote, Ayin, take a look at my chibur that I wrote called Harambam v'Hazayir. So we've quoted the chibur of Rabbi Margolis many times, Harambam v'Hazayir, and what Rabbi Margolis did was he was miyashiv different shver Rambams based on the Zohar HaKadosh. This is epic because Kipshute, the Rambam, never saw the Zohar. The Zohar was Neskala after the Rambam had already left the world. Yet there's a lot of shver Rambams that people really couldn't understand. And if you take a look at the Zohar is going to be a Yishuv. So now Reuven Margolis brings, I am the Zohar HaKadosh, he goes through every single one, chapter and verse, the amount of times that the Zohar HaKadosh says this inyan of Mokim Shabal Yitshuvim Shomdim Sham Tzadik Eino Yochad Lamed Sham. This inyan of the Baal Tshuva being greater than the Tzadik is something that is Mavur becoming Mekoymus in Zohar HaKadosh. It says Rav Reuven Margolis, I believe this Rambam could be another Marumokim to my theory of Harambam v'Hazoya, where it's really a Shver Rambam. Shver Rambam, what's so Shver? Everyone knows it's Chazal, because we're in the Gemara. In the Gemara, it sounds like it's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avo. And if it's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avo, that really, that shouldn't be the halacha. The teretz is Harambam v'Hazoya. In the Zoya, it's Mavur, Kamam, Mekoymus. So either al derech hapshat, and that is upligid Rabbi Avo, like the Chidah says, means halacha is like Rabbi Avo, or it's based on this inyan of Harambam v'Hazoya, meaning based on Kol Yashas, really, it shouldn't be the way it is. Abul Maisa, this is the way it plays itself out. Zok the Hilgi Gemara Vayt. Om Rabbi Chiya Barab, Om Rabbi Yechon Moran. This no kol and vim kol in esavo el lamas bitul tamal chokum. All the nevus that all the nevim said is the reward for someone that on some level has a shaychus to a tamal chokum. So, for example, his son-in-law is a Talmud Chacham. He marries his daughter off to a Talmud Chacham. Ulo isa prakmati la Talmud Chacham. Or someone who does business on behalf of a Talmud Chacham. V'la mahana Talmud Chacham min nechasav. Or if somebody uses his nechasim to benefit a Talmud Chacham. Right? So these are three ways of having some financial connection to a Talmud Chacham. Masa bita la Talmud Chacham, right? You're supporting your edim. So you have a financial interest in a Talmud Chacham. Isa prakmati la Talmud Chacham. So the Rishonim say means that a Talmud Chacham has money. He he gives you the money, like an iska, to invest it. And like this, he's making a return on his money. And a mahana Talmud Chacham and a chasam means you physically take from you a chasam and you give it to the Talmud Chacham. The reward for any one of those three things is half of a fella. And it's mamish kol anaviyim kulam loy nisnafu. That's how great it is. Aval Talmid Chachamim Atzman. But someone was zitzed and learned, er alein is a Talmud Chacham. Ayin lay rasa lekin zulascha. That's already something that no one ever saw. My ayin lay rasa. What does that mean? Amrev Shuvah Levi, Rev Shuvah Levi said, Zeyayin hameshumer ba'anovav misheshes yimei bereshes. This is referring to the wine that's being preserved in its grapes since the 6 days of creation. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish said, Zeyayin. It's referring to Eden. Lay rasa ayin meyoylam, which is something that no one ever saw. Im toimer, you're going to say, no one ever saw Eden. Adam hechandar, we was Adam, began. He was in the garden that was in Eden. Vim Tomer Ganhu Eden, isn't that one and the same? Talmud Lomer, no. Vinar Yoytse Me Eden, Lahashka says Agan. So it's actually not Eden, right? You think of the Gan being Eden, but it's really not. The Nar was Yoytse from Eden to be Mashke the Gan, which sounds like it's on some level a little bit different. So this Gemara just gave a shout out to the Yayin Hamashumer Banovov. The truth is, we have a raid by. We went through this together not so long ago on Perek HaMoiches HaSvino, where we talked about the Indian of the Yayin HaMeshumer and the Suda Slav Yasan and the Sharabar, what it means. Is it going to be a real Suda? Right? Is it going to be really aged wine? Like, you'd be served wine that goes back 5,785 years and it's Meshumer, literally, Be'anovav? Like, that's what's going to go on? Or is this more a metaphor? The Rambam, Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, this plays itself into the Kitab al-Rasail and all the raid with the Igros HaRamah. We went through this very, very much. But one Indian that we spoke about was that in the Beis Medrash of the Goyen, the Yayin HaMeshumer is really a remes to the Soid HaSatir. Right, Yayin is always associated with Soid. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soid. But the Goyen, it's brought down in the Evan Shleim and Perik Yir Aleph, V'chein Yayin HaMeshumer hu Soid HaSatir, She Yiskalu al Yudei Moshe, Rabbi Chaim Veloshin and Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Aleph. So he also talks about this Indian, one line. Tamei HaMitzvah is Atach Lison. To really understand Tamei HaMitzvah, Le Neskalu Adayin L'Shum Adam Oilam. Was never Neskalu. Afle Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholom. Rak L'Adam HaRishon Koidem HaChet. V'hu HaYayin HaMeshumer Ba'anovav Misheshis Imei Bereshis. That is the Yayin HaMeshumer. So you want to know what the Yayin HaMeshumer is? It's Soidus HaTorah. But in the words of Reb Chaim V'Lodshin, it's Tamei Mitzvah is Atach Lison. Now it's interesting because his lotion is, Lo Neskalu Adayin L'Shum Adam Ba'olam. The lashon of the Gemara is the Yayin HaMeshumer is according to one man Dama. Anyways, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that's Ayin Loi Ras El Kim Zulascha. Sounds like even Adam Arishan didn't get it. But either way, this Indian of the Yayin HaMeshumer Seid HaSatira, it's part of the narrative of Olam Haba. Right? We went through different Yanim of Olam Haba. Where does Seid HaSatira, where does Teira play itself out in Olam Haba? This is really the sugi of Yayin HaMeshumer, understanding the Suda a little bit better. It's a whole nother Indian. Says the Gemara, exhale. Wow, so we completed really the first part of Perek Chelek, which is almost 10 blot, which discusses the Elu She'en Lam Chelek Loilam Haba, Rachmana Litzlan, Ha'omer Ein Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah, with a lot of digressions. Moving along, the next thing that the Mishnah said was, V'Ha'omer Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. If somebody says, Ein Torah Min HaShemayim, he too is included in the list of people that have no Chelek in Olam Haba. Not just that, and Apikiris is also someone that has no Chelek in Olam Haba. Kiva said, Af HaKiris B'Sfar Machitzoinim, and a loichesh acher amaka, Abishol said, even a hoiges Hashem boisi yosef. So we're going to talk now about ha'imer ein toimer nashamayim, and even more specifically about the apikoros. Zok demar atan rabban, we learned in a braisa. It says in the Torah, ki dvar Hashem baza, ve'es mitzvasoi hefer, hikares tikares. So I think it's kedai to just be a little bit familiar with this pasuk. And really, it's two psukim. It's two psukim tucked away in the end of Parashat Shlach. Right, tucked away, because when you think of Parashat Shlach, you think of the Meraglim. But at the end of Parashat Shlach, there are a few parashas in the Torah. You have the mitzvah of Chala, you have the mitzvah of the Nesachim, and you have the parasha of the Megadev. And that's this parasha right here. The pasuk says, V'hanefesh ashetase biyad Rama. If there's going to be a nefesh who is going to do an aver b'nezid u'b'kavana, right? Yad Rama means with malice. Min ha'edzrach u'min ha'ger. Doesn't matter if he's an ezrach, he's a ger. Es Hashem hu megadev. V'nichrasu ha'nefesh hi mekerav ama. If he's megadev, he's going to be chayiv koras. Why? Ki dvar Hashem bozach. Because he was mevazed at Dvar Hashem, ve'es mitzvosoi hefer, he kores, and nefesh ahi, Avoy Noba. So this pasuk, high level, is talking about the Megadev. Who's the Megadev? So we know from earlier in the Masechta, he's a Mevarchus Hashem, he has a Shaychus maybe to Avoy Dezarel, Machlik Stanom. But the bottom line is, we know enough about what the Megadev is. The Megadev is Chayiv Karis, and the Torah refers to the Megadev as Anefesh Ashatasa B'Yad Ramo, Kidvar Hashem Boza. And what we're going to see is that even though the pasuk is literally talking about the Megadev, but Chazal will marchiv a little bit who's incorporated in this pasuk. And really, any person that you can say is a Nefesh Ashatasa B'Yad Ramo, any person that you could say is a Dvar Hashem Boza, any person that you could say the next words of Es Mitzvasa Hefar, any person that's included in this inyan really is going to be included in this terrible, terrible parsha. And again, this parsha is Ikores Tikores. Yikaris by Umazeh, Yikaris by Umabah, Karis, the Rambam says, is the Oynish that's worse than all the other Oynishim. The worst Oynish is not the Yud Beis Chodesh in Gehenim. It's the fact that a person's cut off. It's the fact that a person's not going to be Zoicha to having a Chelik in Olam Haba. The Dvar Hashem Basa, the Mitzvasai Hefer, the Nefesh Hashatasa Be'adrom, the Megadev, are all included in Tikaris by Umabah. Thus, the Avodah now is to try to figure out who are these people. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanik, Dvar Hashem Basa, the Es Mitzvasai Hefer, Hikares. Zeho Imer Ein Torah Min Hashamayim. It's referring to somebody that says Ein Torah Min Hashamayim. Dover Acher Kitvar Hashem Boza Ze Apikores. Dover Acher Kitvar Hashem Boza Ze Amigal Upon Matar. We'll see what all this means. That's Mitzvasa Hefer. Moving along in the Bris. So Ze Made for Bris Basa. Oh, that's easy. Means he's made for the Bris. Which Bris? The Bris Basa. Bris Basa as in Bris Milo. Ikaris, Ikaris, Ikaris by the Mazet, Ikaris Leil Mabot. Mikan Omar Rabbi Loza Amidoy. It was based on this Rabbi Loza Amidoy said, Mechal as Akochim. If someone's Mechal al Kochim, Vam Mevaza Samayadois, or somebody is Mevaza, he makes Bezioinois of Yontif, if you call him Oi. Vam made for Bris Mishal Abram Avino. He's made for Bris Milo. Vam Megal upon a Materish Loi Kalocha. And he acts disrespectfully towards the Torah. Incidentally, the lashon of the Gemara is Hamegal upon a Bateris Shloi Kalacha. Some Rishonim say, "Why Shloi Kalacha? Even if it's Kalacha, it's nothing to do with Halacha." The Gal upon him Bateru doesn't mean he's giving you the wrong psak; it's the right psak. He's just making Latzanis from it. Va'amal b'pnei chaver b'rabim. All these people, Alpha Pishiyesh b'yaday Torah Ma'isim Tovin. Even though they did a lot of good things, but at the same time, Ein Loi Chelik Loilam Haba, they are not going to have a Chelik Loilam Haba. So this is a brisa that's somewhat cryptic, that's darshining what. And who is included in all these inyanim in this pasuk? Tanya, another brisa that goes along the same thing. Kidvar Hashem Boza. So, Imrei Torah Min Hashamayim. It's referring to someone that says, Ein Torah Min Hashamayim. Afilo Mekalot Torah Kulam Min Hashamayim. Even if the person would say that the entire Torah is Min Hashamayim, Chutz Mi Pasuk, just one pasuk, nah. Shalei Omrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that one pasuk, the pasuk Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, Elo Moshe B'yatzma, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki'ilu came up with it on his own. Zeh Kidvar Hashem Boza. Afilo Omrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashamayim, Chutz, not from a pasuk echad, but rather Chutz Mi Diktuk echad, right? One subtlety. Mi Kalvachim, Zeh. That too would be included in Dvar Hashem Baza. Tanya, another Braisa. If someone learns Torah but he doesn't teach Torah, Zehu Dvar Hashem Baza. That's a Dvar Hashem Baza. Rav Nosson said, any person that does not follow the Mishnah, that's a Dvar Hashem Baza. Rav Nuroy said, any person that can learn Torah but he's not Oisik B'Torah, he's a Dvar Hashem Baza. Rabbi Shmuel says, you want to know who the Dvar Hashem Baza is? It's someone that's Ovid Avodah Zarah. My mashma. Where do you see that? So it's interesting. We said so many things that are included in Dvar Hashem Baza, and it's not clear where it's included in Dvar Hashem Baza. But on this, Ovid Avodah Kechavim, my mashma, where is it? By the way, Pashup Shad is, all the other things we mentioned that related to Dibor, Dvar Hashem Baza, right? You're not teaching your Dvar Hashem Baza. You're making Lutzonis of the Dvar Hashem, right? You're being Megalopon Matera. You're saying it's not real. Moshe Rabbeinu made it up. It didn't come from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. But even Avodah Zarah, why is that a Dvar Hashem Baza? Why is there a focus on the Dvar Hashem? So the Gemara said, the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel, it's based on a braisa that was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, ki Dvar Hashem Baza, zeh mevaze dibur shenemoloi lemoshe misinai, onoichi Hashem Elokecho, lo yeh lecha elohim acher mapon. Because we know that those two dibros came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if someone's even Avodah Zarah is being mevaze the dibur that was yotzo me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, onoichi velo yeh lecha mipi akvura shamanim, that's the Indian, that's this oimek of Kidvar Hashem Baza. Just to come off a breath, we just mentioned three brises, but just for a second, this last brise that we said, Hoyra Meir Oimer, Haloy Mitayr Veinim Alamda is a Dvar Hashem Baza. Rav Nosson said, was underrated Tan and Chas. Kol Misha Ine Mashkiach Al Mishnah. Rav Noiroi said, Kol She'ef Shalasik Betayr Veini Yosik. Rav Yishmol said, so, Oivet Avoy, this come. Four Shitas. Rav Meir, Rav Nosson, Rab Nehuroi, I'm doing this very carefully, and Rab Yishmael. The Gemara says in Erev and Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Rav Meir and Rav Nehuroi was the same person. So if Rav Meir and Rav Nehuroi is the same person, how could you have a Braisna that says Rav Meir and has Rav Nehuroi? Now really what comes to mind is the Mishnah, the end of Masechtas Kedushin, where Rav Meir said that a father has a chiyuv to teach his child an umnis. Rav Nehuroi said, Maniach ani kol umnis sheba oilu ve'inim alamed b'ni elu Torah. Why? Because he was minor all the reasons that Torah is the best Torah, that the best geshef that a person can be involved in is Torah. But everyone knows the Briskerov and Parashas Chayasara, who asked the Grace of Kasha, I thought Rav Meir Rav Nehuroi is the same person. So if Rav Meir Rav Nehuroi is the same person, then how? And he said, Pshat, based on the Rambam, and Sof Shmita B'Yoyvel, it's a beautiful shtickle Torah. It's one of the most famous Marna Grizzes ever. But here you have another Bryce. You have Rav Meir Rav Nehuroi. L'cher, it's a Pella. But just one Ha'ara. I don't know the answer. But just one Ha'ara. What did Rav Nehuroi say? There's not a lot of Rav Nehuroi's in Shas. What did Rav Nehuroi said? Rav Nehuroi Oymer. That what's at Varashem Bazak called Sheev Shalastik B'Torah Veni Yosik. In the world of Rav Nehuroi, if you're able to learn Torah and you don't learn Torah, you're at Varashem Bazak. I don't think it's rochik to say that Rav Nehuroi L'shitasa said in the Mishnah Kedushin Pei Beis Amin Aleph, Maniach Ani Kol Umnisha Ba'olim Ve'ini Melamed B'ni Ala Torah. Because the truth is, Hanik Ben Minik Derech Eretz, and Harbe Yasu Krab Shimon Ba'yachoy V'lo Yosu B'yadim. Right, that's the rate of that Mar Nagris. But at the same time, what's at stake over here? If you really need to work, I hear. But maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Maybe you could go like Rashbi. Maybe you're someone that can make it happen. And if that's the case, when you're not learning, you're an Efshalasik B'Torah Ve'Eino Yosek. And Kol Shem Efshalasik B'Torah Ve'Eino Yosek in the world of Rav Nehuroi is a Dvar Hashem Bozos. Rav Nehuroi L'shitasa, you owe that this is a Shail of Dvar Hashem Bozos. This is a Shail of Chayvi Kris. This is a Shail of Ikaris Tikaris. This is it. Dvar Hashem Bozos is the lowest of the low, because then you get cut off from Olam Haba. So Rav Nehuroi says a Chamayra from them. And Maniach Ani, I don't think it's rochik to say that. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vayta, more Tanah. Rabbi Shulman Karcha Omer, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha said, Kol Aloi Mitayr Ve'Eini Chayzer Aleha, that if somebody learns Torah but he doesn't chazer, it's like a person that plants, he's not koitzer. Meaning, you put in the hard work, you learned, and chazara really is easier. Right? It's a hard losnisht. But really, really, it's easier. And if you would chazer, you would know. You would have what to take home. A person that puts in the hard work of learning, but he doesn't chazer, he's doim al adam shezeirev in a Rabbi Shua. I mean, Rabbi Shua said. So the first member was Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. This is Stam Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Kol loy mitayr meshakcha. If somebody learns Torah and he forgets it, doim al isha sheyad ledes v'kayveres. Rechmon al tzlanas, like someone that gives birth to a child and buries the child. You had this child. You had this yulud, the Torah that you learned, and you don't have it anymore. Rabbi Akiva, I mean, Rabbi Akiva said, zamer b'chol yoyim, zamer b'chol yoyim. Sing every day. Sing every day. That's what he said. Zamer b'chol yoyim. Zamer b'chol yoyim. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Heye mesada limutcha. You should be mesada your learning. Afal pish hasada b'ficha. Even if though it's already mesudar. Kizemer. But you should make it as mesudar as a zemer. Vu yigroim l'chosh et heilo ilam abba b'simcha b'shirin. In other words, basically what Rabbi Akiva was saying is that if a person learns Torah b'olam hazeh, you're going to be zoicha to learn Torah the Olam Haba, right? Ashrei Misha Balakam V'Tamudei B'Yadoi. Because someone who learns Torah in this world, somebody comes up to Shemayim, he's going to be allowed into the Masifta Derekiah. So Zamer B'Chol Yoyim, and if you're going to be a Zamer B'Chol Yoyim, you'll be a Zamer B'Chol Yoyim, right? Zamer B'Chol Yoyim in this world, it's like this, you can be a Zamer B'Chol Yoyim in the next world. That's why Rashi learns it. There's another Pshat, we're going to get back to it later. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi said, my Kra, what is the Pasuk that brings out the reward that a person is going to get if he is going to Haravan learning? Shenema, the pasuk says as follows: Nefesh Amel Omloloi Ki Okav Olav Piyu. Nefesh Amel, when a person is Amel and learning, Amloloi, the Torah is Amel for him, as we'll see in a second. Ki Okav Olav Piyu, because he took the Torah. Okav is an ukav. What's an ukav? It's a saddle. He saddled the Torah to his mouth. Who Amel b'makam zeh? When a person harav is learning in this place, the Torah say mel slay b'makam achad, the Torah is going to be Amel fim in another place. Again, he's just bringing out this thing that if a person invests koiches into learning, even the Torah is going to help him out, so to speak. And that's my kra. This is where you see that if you're a person that, like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said, you chaz a learning, you're like Rabbi Yeshua, you're a loy me Torah, but you're not a meshakcha. You zamer b'chol yom, you chazer, and you chazer like Rashi says, you make it so masuder, you're going to be zeichah that the Torah itself is going to work for you, and you're going to be guaranteed that in Olam Haba you're going to have learning. A little bit sossum, these Gemaras, we're going to get back to it. Amar Rabbi Loza said, Kol Adam L'Amol Nivra. Every single person was created to harav, right? There's no free lunches in this world. Every single person was brought down in this world to harav. Shenem at a pasuk ki adam la'amol yulot. Stating that any idea im la'mal pen nivra im la'mal malacha nivra. What's this amel? This amel is a person who's going to talk a lot, or it means amal malacha. You're going to work hard with physical labor. Shenem when the pasuk says ki akav olav piu hevi oimer la'mal pen nivra. Right, and by the way, the lashon. You put the saddle on your mouth, right? The saddle you put on the donkey, you put it on the chamar, and the guy tamarvet, right? Old school, oni v'reichav al chamar, right? That's that Indian. Obiki akav olav piu. It's a lashon of amelos, and the amelos is in your vadayin in your damn lamal teira. But was man created stump to plop and gossip and hakachainik the whole day, or maybe the amal pes teira im lamal sicha, right? Which one is it? When it says layomer sefer teira zemit picha have the oimer lamal teira never. I know not, Rava. This is what Rava said. Kulu gufi deruftiki ninu. Right, all bodies, every guf was created for toil. How fortunate are people that they're zoicha to deruftiki deraisa, that their amelus is tak amelus betera. Noyef isha chasar leif. Someone that's a noyef, he's a chasar. Amrei Shlokas Rosh just said zaloi betera the prokem. It's referring to somebody that learns, you know, once in a while when he gets around to it. So what's the answer? Rashi says that someone that's a noyef, so even though he engages in niyef, but it's only the prokem. Right, because he doesn't have an isha miyuchedes loy. So that's like the zeh loymet teir l'ram. Now he's a chasar leif, right? So the person that's a loymet teir l'prokim, he's the same chasar leif. Shenemar. And where do you find this in? Ki noim, ki sishmerein bivit necha, yukoinu yachtav al svasecha. Meaning, it's referring to Torah. If the Torah is going to be al svasecha, not lefrokim once in a while, then it's going to be ki sishmerein bivit necha, it's going to be in your stomach, you're going to have it, you're going to have a kinyan in it. Either way, going back to the pasuk regarding the Megadeth that talks about the Dvar Hashem Baza. Okay, why are we talking about this? Because hikaris by mazet, hikaris loylam haba. So this is in mamish the inyan. It's the inyan of the elu shein lam chelik loylam haba. Tana rabbanon, vanefesh hashem. It says a nefesh that's tasa biyadram zem Menashe ben Chizkiya. It's referring to none other than Menashe ben Chizkiya. Now the truth is the story of Menashe is very much in the 5-day forecast. It's coming Beis Hashem in the next couple of days. We're going to go into the story of Yeravim and Rechavim and Menashe, starting really from Daf Kuf Beis, right? In 2 blocks from now, it's going to be straight Nach, mamish stories and intros and maises. But now, Menashe gets a shout-out. Zeh Menashe ben Chizkiya. Shoyoyoshe v'doyrish ba'godesh al-doyfi. He would sit, and he would talk about different psukim, and he would claim that these psukim were doyfi. Mamish, as if they were ridiculous. Omar, he said, v'chiloy, hoyoloy v'moyshe lichtoiv elav achoyis loyton timna. Why does it have to say in the Torah that Loiton's sister was Timna? Now, where does it say this? So this is in the end of Parshas Vayishlach, where the pasuk talks about how Esav went, and he settled in the land of Seir. And the Torah talks about who was there earlier, Seir HaChayri, and the whole history, and all these kings, and Alufim, and it's pasuk after pasuk, very hard psukim to even read, and let alone know it's flying. And the bottom line is, Menashe made Litzonis from it a little bit. He said, V'chois Loitan Timna, who cares that Loitan had a sister, Timna, another pasuk, V'timna hoisa pilegesh la'alifas. Timna was the pilegesh of Alifas. Why would the Torah talk about this? Vayelech Ruven v'meik tzirchit. Another one. Ruven went during the wheat harvest. Vayimtza dudaim basada. And he found dudaim basada. Right? So we all know the story of the dudaim. That too. Like, why is that important? Befrat, he was focusing on Vayelech Ruven v'meik tzirchitim. It matters. Either way. So Menashe is sitting and he's giving shir. And he's literally being megal upon a Torah. This is what he's doing. Yotza Baskov Amrlei Baskov came out and spoke to him. And said as follows. Teshev be'ochicha tedaber Be ben imcha teeth tain doifi. Meaning you're sitting and you're speaking against your brother. You're speaking against ben imcha, your mother's son. Ele osisi v'acherashti. Demiso heyois eyo kamoicha ichicha v'erchol einecha. If I would be quiet and I wouldn't be machiachi right now, it would look like I'm masking to everything that you're saying. I can't do that. I can't be a hechrashti. I can't be that. Because if I would do that, then demiso, you would think heyois eyo kamoicha. Thus, I'm going to give you Musar, the Erchalei Nech, I'm going to lay it out in front of you, what you're doing is wrong. Either way, for all the Mefurish to the Kabbalah, it's regarding Menashe that we have the following pasuk that says, Woe unto the people that they draw bad things onto them with ropes. Right, they draw them with the ropes of the Agola. right? What's an agola? Agola is a wagon. Amar Rav Asi, Rav Asi said, Yetzahara, the Yetzahara, mitchila, initially, it's doimel a chut shal kuvya. So it's like a chut of a kuvya. It's like a very, very thin spread. A kuvya, not as in a masachik bekuvya, right? That's with a kuf. This is with a kuf. The kuvya over here is a spider. It's like a spider's web. That's how thin it is. But eventually, it's nasa doimel avrisa agola, becomes like these very, very thick ropes. Either way, it says in with that son Allah mios. Right? In other words, Beinenu. Menashe was being megal upon him by Torah. The Paschal came out. We can't be quiet. We can't allow this to happen. Abba Lamaisa, Tainas the Gemara. What's Pashup Shat? Why did the Torah tell us the fact that Loitan had a sister, and his sister's name was Timna? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because Timna Bas Malachim Avoy. The reason we want to know this is because we want you to know that Timna was a Bas Malachim. How would you know Timna's a Bas Malachim from the fact that Timna is Loitan's sister? Because the Pasuk says, Aluf Loitan, Aluf Timna. So if Aluf is a Timna, right? V'chol Aluf Malchus Abalitagi. He's a king without a crown, right? But on some level, as a Shtikala Akeni. Meaning, Timna comes from a royal family. Loitan is royalty. The point is, we're bringing out the yichas over here, so you'll understand that this is a royal family. Why is that significant? Because Bayuli Giyura. Because she wanted to be Megayer. And Basa Eitzel Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov like Kiblu. They didn't want to be Mekabel or Geyers. Holch V'Leisa Pelegesh Alifas Ben Esav. So what she did was, is instead she became a Pelegesh L'Alifas Ben Esav. Amra Mutav Tei Shivchal Uma Zuv L'Tei Gvir L'Uma Acheres. Meaning, even though she was coming from her royalty, she said, I prefer to be a Shivcha. I'll be a Pelegesh. Right? That's Mamash Shifchos. Ein Lucha Nidirig Shifchos Gedoyla Mizu. She said, I'm willing to be a Pelegesh. Now, she wanted to go to Chathchila Tavram Yitzchak V'Yakov, but they weren't Makabala. So she said, instead, let me go to Alifas. Right? Nafak min Amalek. And what came from her? Amalek, the Tzarinu Li Yisrael, who was Mitzari Klal Yisrael, and my timer, meaning, why did it play itself out in this way? Because really, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov should not have been merachaker. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's a pella. Avram was vanefesh hashasa b'charon, and even Yitzchak, we know Chazal say, was oisik in the avoid of Avram. Yaakov avinu vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz migurei yoviv. It's a medrash rabba al tikri migurei elu migiurei yoviv. Yaakov was also involved in this avoid. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchis avoid the Zohar talks about this in the end of Perek Aleph very, very much. Yet here, when it came to this timna, for some reason they didn't want to be Megayer. They didn't want to be Megayer, and what came from it? Amoli came from it. One last Gemara. Vayelech Reuven b'make tzir chitin. Again, Menashe didn't understand. Why was it important to know that it happened? B'make tzir chitin. Amar Rav, Rabbi Yitzchok, Amar Rav, Mikan, Letzadik, Shem Poshin, Dein Begazel. We learn from here, he wouldn't have taken the Dudon. But being that it was during the harvest season, so then already on some level, it was understood that this was something you were allowed to pluck. Otherwise, he wouldn't have taken it. May vayim tzir Dudon basal. What is the taich of Dudon? May tadun. Amar Rav, Rav said, Yavruchi. Levi Omar Sibli, Rabbi Yonis and Omar Svisky, and we are going to stop here. Either way, so what just happened in the last part of the daf? The Gemara Darshan, the Pasuk, really psukim in Parsha Shlach. The Pasuk says, "V'hanefesh asher tasa b'yad Rama mino ezroch u'min agera sashem hu megadev v'nichrusa hanefesh ahim mikerev amo kivar Hashem bozo v'as mitzvasa heifari kores tikores hanefesh ahim avoinu bo." A portion of the Pasuk is talking about the megadev. But if you go through and you chazer over, we're not going to do this together. But if you chazer over, like Gemara said in today's daf, you have to chazer, right? So if you chazer over all these different things, there's so many people that are included in this, and this is mamish the sugya. We're learning ve'elu she'en lehem olam haba. So it's important to know who these chevra are, and really anyone that's a nefesh ashatasa biyadroma, like Menashe, or Dvar Hashem Bozo, all the different pshatim that we had, as mitzvasei heifer, that's someone that's mefer brismilo, all these people, ikaris b'ilamazet, ikaris b'ilamavah. Now, just to state the obvious, the Mishnah said, kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek loylam haba, ve'elu she'en lam chelek loylam haba. The Mishnah had a short list of ve'elu she'en lam chelek loylam haba. We just learned the whole Gemara with a much longer list. This Gemara, amongst other Gemaras, is the Makar to the Rambam, where the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Hilchos Teshuva, and the Rambam talks about it in his Maamar Tchiyas HaMeisim, that there's really 24 people that are Einlam Chelek L'Olam Haba. 24, the Mishnah only had a handful. The Teretz says you have to go through the Sugya. Now, why the Mishnah only mentioned a few? It's a Pella. Whose Kasha is the Tosfos Kasha? Which Tosfos? One of the Tosfos in the Rabbi Kivegas Mitzayin, in the beginning of Perek Chelek, Saita Daf Hamad Aleph. That there's so many different Eilu Sheinam Chelek Vaylam Habas that I'm missing from the Mishnah. Rabbi Shaya pick Asinoid. Why don't we just say Tana B'Shaya? He said, because it's parts of Rubat Alaimit. There's too many that are missing. Mishnah says 6 and there's 24. So it just can't be that there's Tana B'Shaya if you're Mishaya the Mir, not if you're Mishaya the Rabbin. But the reason we have all these Hikaris, Tikaris, is even though in the Mishnah there's only a few, is because, again, it's like Skasha, Tana B'Shaya, whatever it is. But really, there's a much longer list. The Rambam's Moimit in his Perikim Lilchas Tshuva, that's really what's going on. But as it relates to ending with two Ha'aris, so tucked away in all these different Agadot Gemaras that we learned. So the Gemara said as follows. The Gemara said, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zamer b'chol yoyim, Zamer b'chol yoyim. Sing every day, sing every day. And what Rabbi Akiva was saying was not sing every day. I mean, to sing is gewalt, right? Shiris v'sishbachos. But that's not what he meant, right? Rabbi Akiva meant learn Torah. He meant learn Torah every day. Learn Torah every day. Steig away, steig away. And he refers to steiging away as Zamer B'chol Yoyim. Zamer B'chol Yoyim. Rashi said that what is Zamer B'chol Yoyim? Zamer B'chol Yoyim. That if you're going to learn and you're going to chazer, then in the next world you're going to have your Torah. Ashrei Misha Bala Kama Tamud B'yadar. That's a little bit the Inyan. If you take a look at the Yad Rama learns differently. The Yad Rama says that just like a Nigin, a person that likes a song, he'll always sing it, right? You don't only sing a song when it's a chiddush. You sing a song because it's gishmak. There are people that can listen to the same song literally thousands of times. And every time they listen to it, they're inspired, and it's gishmak, and it can move them to simcha, and it can bring them to tears, and it can bring them to incredible, incredible places. You don't have to find chiddush in a niggun to sing the song. Says the Yad Rama, Torah should be the same way. Learn Torah, learn Torah. There are people that say, I learned this already. I don't have to learn it again. Zamer b'chol yoyim, zamer b'chol yoyim. Just like a niggun, you'll sing the niggun even though you know the song already. Learn Torah even though you know the Torah. I learned this Chumash Rashi already. I went through this Gemara. I know the Mishnayos. Right? I know these inyanim. Zamer b'chol yoyim. It should be like a niggun. And just like a niggun, you'll sing the niggun even though there's no chiddush in the niggun. But I'm saying this as I'm staring at Rivi. I apologize. But even though you'll sing the song, even though there's no chiddush, but the Torah should be the same way. Sing the Torah every single day. What came to mind was Rabshach, in his Akdama to Chelek Gimel of Avi Esri. So he brings the Gemara in Mesechta Soita, Daf Lamed Heyam Aleph, where the Gemara says that David HaMelech said, Zmirois he said, the Torah, I treated the Torah like a zemer. And the Gemara says that David HaMelech, because he equated Torah to a song, he was punished. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Divrei Torah, Shekosu Bahem Esayif Enecha Boi Ve'enenu, Divrei Torah, which is something that's so easy to forget. At the Kairos and Zmirois, you're calling them Zmirois, Hareini Machshilcha B'Davish, Avti Nekesh B'Zrabim Yoidenois, so you're going to be punished for what you said. So David HaMelech referred to Torah as a niggin, and because he referred to the Torah as a niggin, he was punished. So Rav Shach asked the Bam Kasha, this pasuk of Zmirois Hayoluchukach is a pasuk in Tehillim. We're in Tehillim. It's a capital Kuf Yotes on the Zion. Zmiro Yisayli Chukecho. Because David HaMelech said it. David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim. Abafreit Rav Shach. That if David HaMelech was punished for what he said, if he was punished when he said Zmiro Yisayli Chukecho, so why are we including the Zmiro Yisayli Chukecho in Sefer Tehillim? We should hide it under a rug. We should put it together with the skeletons in our closet. Why would we go out there and say Zmiro Yisayli Chukecho Yidam for a Chaylu as a Zion in his name? Zmiro Yisayli Chukecho is a Kitrik. Zmir Sayyidu Chukech of David HaMelech was punished for saying, said Rav Shach, Weisen Weistost, that Mitzarecha Zmir Sayyidu Chukech is not a good thing. It's a trefa inyan. And David HaMelech was punished for saying Zmir Sayyidu Chukech. Aber Mitzacheni, Zmir Sayyidu Chukech has an incredible, incredible inyan. Because a niggin has different elements to it, just like everything has different elements to it. On the one hand, there's a certain leichkeit to a niggin. A niggun is leicht, right? It's light, it's fun, it's easy. You sing a song, okay, some songs are more complex, but at the end of the day, there's a certain leichtheit to a niggun. And when David HaMelech says, Zmiro Yisraelu Chukecha, David Shtat Vashtanen, that on some level, there was a certain inyan of making leicht Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Divrei Torah Shekasu Bem Esayif Enechaboy Veinenu At the Kair Noisens Mirois. And for that he was punished. But at the same time, there's so many Mailois that a Niggun has. A Niggun is Geschmack. A Niggun is something that you can learn again and again and again. You can hear the song 1,000 times and it inspires you every time. If a person treats Torah like a Niggun and it inspires him and it moves him emotionally to the Kanchmeri Zmirois Hayulu Chukecha, that it's the most moving, it's the most inspirational, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. The Zmirois Hayulu Chukecha that David HaMelech was punished for is not the Zmirois Hayulu Chukecha that we have in Zin when we say Kapitel Kuf Yutes by Oy Zayin. It's more the Zemer of the Torah, that the Torah could be Gishmak V'atu Kisvu Lachem Es Hashir Azois Shir Hashirim, that by the way Rabbi Akiva, who said Zamer B'Chayim Zamer B'Chayim, is the one that said Shir Hashirim, right? The Song of Songs is Kodesh Kedoshim, because there's a certain element of Kodesh Kedoshim that you have in a Niggun. The Levim and the Beis HaMikdash used to sing Shira. We sing Shira, Shira Chadasha, Lasud Lave. We talk about all the songs that we sing for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's so much Helikite in a Niggun. There's a certain Leichkeit as well. And David HaMelech, Zmiro Yisayilu Chukecha, that he was punished for, was the Leichkeit of the Niggun. Oh, but the Helikeit of the Niggun, that's Zmiro Yisayilu Chukecha. That's what we have in Zin when we say the Kapitel Kuf Yotes. Zamer B'chol Yoyim, Zamer B'chol Yoyim. There's an Indian of Zmiro Yisayilu Chukecha, and that Zmiro Yisayilu Chukecha is Takeh Helagazach. One last R that we'll end with, and that is the Gemara said, Om Rab Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. How do you know that if a person learns Torah, the Torah works for him in return? Shenemar, it says, Nefesh Omel Omloloi Ki Okav Olof Piyu. Who Omel B'mokim Zeh? A person that's Omel B'Torah B'mokim Zeh, Teirasa Yemet Lasloi B'mokim Acher. You should know the Torah is going to horrify for you B'mokim Acher. If you look at Rashi and the Mefarshe, Hagemara, Pasha, what they're saying is that if you want to understand Torah, it's not easy. The Torah is going to go to work for you. Rashi. Mipnesha Omel B'Torah, Torah Oy Melesloi. That if a person learns Torah, the Torah lobbies. The Torah goes up to Shemayim and it starts lobbying on your behalf. And the Torah goes to the Koine, to the Bayri Olam, and says, give this person Torah. Let him understand a little bit better. You're harving and learning, the Torah is going to harve it back for you. I was thinking, maybe this is Alderech Remes / Trush, that the Mishnah says, Ben Bag Bagoymer. Hafochba the hafoichba the kulaba, talking about songs. But Ben Bagbak said, Hafoichba the hafoichba the kulaba. A person shall harav and learning, and he shall harav and learning. Uba techeze, visivuv lema, uminaloi sazua, shain lochamida toive heimena. A person shall harav and learning, and again, vafochba, he shall harav and learning. So we once talked about this. I think it was in the beginning of Masechtas Nazir. What's hafoichba ve hafoichba? Hafoichba. What's hafoichba mean? Hafoichba means hafoichba. Be mahapich in the Torah. Mamish, rice it's a sticker. Take out everything you could possibly take out. As an oikaharim and as a sinai. Homani ployniyu. Sha'ama b'mokamach. Right? The gans guy. Get to the side of the sugi like Reb Shmuel Yankiv said. That's what it means hafoichba. So that's hafoichba. So what's hafoichba? Ve'hafoichba. Isn't that included? And we even moisif that the Goyen, in his Pirush HaNovis, right, so the Goyen brings the Makairis to all the halachas and the Mishnah. He says hafoichba, as the pasuk says, "Sal soleu usrei memecha v'hafachba da'adei yiravucha b'chaleis." Two different psukim. There's two dinim. There's hafoichba and there's v'hafoichba. So we said the hergish is that sedo hafoichba, which is with the ganz guide, and then after that there's another element. After you finish the hafoichba, there's v'hafoichba. But maybe a little drushy. Could be there's a little bit of a remez to this inyan. Hafoichba, when a person is hafoichba in Torah, who amal b'makim zeh the Torah say and melaslei b'makim achim. There's a hafoichba that's not even you. There's a hafoichba that comes from the Torah itself. When you're hafoichba, when you're amal in the Torah, they're hafoichba, the Torah is going to be horrifying for you. It's a hafoichba, the hafoichba. That's how it goes, right? It's the zelu mazeh and tazveni yoyim yoyimayim mazveka. This is mamsh the opposite. You're hafoichba, the hafoichba. When you learn Torah, you have somebody learning for you. That's this Indian of who amal b'makim zeh the Torah say and melaslei b'makim achim. But just to end, and that is, what comes to mind when you see this Gemara? Who amal b'makim zeh v'tayrasay emelasay b'makim achar? I'll tell you what came to my mind, and that is the words, the holy words of Reb Chaim Ber Bitzalem Friedberg, the Achi Amaral, who wrote in his Sefer HaChaim, in his Igeres HaTiel, and that's often quoted, it's in the back of every single Masecht in the Oiz V'Hadar Gemaras, they have it by the Hadron. Well, we say by a Hadron, Hadron Allah, Meseches Sanhedrin, Bezer Hashem very soon, V'Hadroch Alon, Daiton Allah, Meseches Sanhedrin, V'Daitoch Alon, said Reb Chaim Reb Salami Friedberg, Daiton Allah, what are we saying? We turn to the Masechta that we're learning, and we say, Daitan Allah. Das shalonu Allah. We're thinking about you. We're harving in you. We're trying to understand you. And if that's the case, Daitach Alon. You should think and you should try to understand this as well. And he goes on and he says so beautifully that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for the Torah. That's the tachlis of the Bria. And the Torah is an organism on some level. And the Torah is sitting and it wants the world to harv in it. But you have billions of people in the world. And from all those billions of people, nobody cares too much about the Torah. But then Sekum Tayyid that sits down and he harvs on a Masechta. And he learns daf after daf after daf. And when he comes to the Siyam of the Masechta, the Torah looks at this Yid. And he says, wow, you cared about me. Nobody cared about me. No one even knew I existed. But you do care about me. You know I exist. And Daitan Allah, you care about me? You know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to look out for you as well. You care about me? I'm going to care about you. And just to read his words, V'chein HaTorah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh says that because you're harving in me, I am going to be your protector. He megin al Yisrael. Look, kach nikras gemara, said Chaim Reb Tzalmi Friedberg. That's why Gemara is called Gemara. Shu Rosh Tevis Shel Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. Loimer. Ki Oisik Pit Gemara. Any person that harv is in Gemara, Chayna Malach Hashem Sovavloi. The Malach Hashem surrounds him. Latziloi. Mi Emino Michael. Umismaili Gavriel. Umilfonai Uriel. Umiachirai Raphael. Vau Roisha Shchinas Kela Boicher Bedivre Chachomim. Vizel Daitoch Alon. Koloimer. Hashko Choscha Alon. Hashko Choscha Alon. That's what we say. Daitoch. We care about the Torah. Our das is on the Torah. The Torah says, I'm going to care about you. When a person learns Torah, it's not a Torah delay. You learn Torah, you have the greatest advocate. You have the greatest lobbyist that you can possibly have. That Torah is going to help you understand Torah. That Torah is also going to protect, as is Merumas and Gemara. Shtaka be zoicha, we harv in learning, to mimini michal, umismaili gavriel, umufane uriel, umiachire rifal, varoshi shchinaskel.